Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
On this week's Kosafa Show podcast, we have a tale of two coaches, one who has led his team to the FIFA World Cup next year, and another who is looking to upset the odds and get to the Women's Continental Championship. Namibia coach Lucky Kakuva will be proud of the fight his side showed as they lost 4-2 to powerhouse Kosafa rival Zambia on Wednesday in the first leg of a qualifier for the Total Energies CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2026. But they now face an uphill battle in the second leg in Ndola to work their way back into the contest. The winner of that tie will advance to the finals, which will be played in March and April next year. That tournament will produce the four teams from Africa who will compete at the FIFA Women's World Cup in Brazil in 2027. One man who's already steered his side to the global finals is South Africa men's coach Hugo Broos, who will be present at the tournament in the United States, Mexico and Canada. It was not plain sailing for Bafana Bafana, but he offers his thoughts on qualifying out of a group that also contains Nigeria. But first, we listen to Lucky Kakuva on Namibia's Total Energies CAF WAFCON chances.
Yeah, I'm joined by Coach Lucky Kakuva of Namibia. Coach, tough match. Please give us a reflection of how you saw the 90 minutes.
Yeah, tough match. You know, from a coaching perspective, I'm not happy with the outcome of the match as the host team. We lost 4-2. But then, coming back to the match, I think I should say that I'm proud of my girls. Congratulations to Zambia for winning the match. But then, initially our tactical decision was, to play on transition, lay a bit deeper. But then, for one or the other reason, there was a lot of disorganization. Obviously, from the perspective of our players, the fitness levels are not yet there. So, it was quite difficult. The opponent really made the field big for us in the first 45 minutes. We had some challenges in the defense, especially on the left-hand side of the defense. But then after a replacement, we stabilized. And then towards the last 10 minutes of the game, you could see that we have reached a level of stability. The first half ended 2-0. But at the same time, I've also realized that Zambia is actually not as good as I thought. Because from that perspective, I've decided, let's play a bit higher. Let's introduce a high block with the ultimate tactical strategy of high pressing. And it started to be a fruit. It started to be a result. So hence, as a result, we scored two goals. I think during that stage, Zambia scored the third goal. We had a clear opportunity to score a third goal. It did not happen. But then one of the challenges that I've identified during the course of the match is the levels of the players. So 1v1s, we could not contain the opponent. So they scored the third goal, and then I think we're struggling to our aim was to maybe equalize, maybe to try to get the winner. But then it did not happen. It was a sucker punch. The opponent scored the fourth goal. And I think there are a lot of positives. I'm proud of my girls. We have commenced with our training preparations on the 27th of September. The time was not enough. But I've also picked up that going forward, there are good opportunities for us playing away in Zambia.
Coach, you're now trailing 3-2 from the first leg, three away goals against you. You still think you can come back in Zambia?
Mathematically, it's not impossible. You know, football-wise, it's also not impossible. Although we know the magnitude of the task at hand, it's quite difficult. So we have to work out a plan. We have to strategize. So it's possible. We will approach the match with a different mentality. Obviously, we need to score goals. We have seen with our approach in the second half is that we are more than capable. It will be a difficult task, but it's possible in football.
How does it feel to be playing at this stage of the qualification round? Namibia, so many other countries on the continent are out of contention, but to wake up in the morning knowing that you still have a chance to go to the WAFCON.
Yeah, you're a good question there. That's the opportunities that football present. You know, I can remember, I was not the coach then, but last time around, we went out of the competition against Zambia. But that is what football presents. I think we are trailing at the moment, but we still have got an away leg. Let's hope the football gods were with us to make a miracle of the match.
Coach, can you tell us more about the composition of your team and also the competitiveness where they're playing back home, looking at the names of the Zambian team and where they're playing? And I look at the second half performance, the way they took the game to Zambia.
Yeah, it's actually different, you know. We've got a league back home that we call Women's Super League. The league ended somewhere end of May. And then from there onwards, our players were not active. And then you could also tell on the fitness levels in terms of the two teams, there was a disparity. But then you could also see that technically our players are actually better. So I regret, had we maybe started earlier, things could be different. But then going forward, I think, there's no need to complain. I think there's quality in the team. And then it's work in process and progress. And going forward, things can only get better.
How difficult will it be to stomach to miss out on an expanded WAFCON?
Yeah, you know, the players are actually dying. Namibia as a country is dying to be part of WAFCON. For the second time in a row, it looks difficult. But then, we'll be very, very much disappointed. But that is the name of the game. We still have got an opportunity. So let's hope that, as I've said, the football gods will turn to us.
Coach, looking at the last WAFCON, I don't know if you were watching on television or in the stadiums in Morocco and seeing the growth of the game on the continent in comparison to 2014 when you hosted the tournament as a country. Do you feel that now the players, the current set of players, understand what it means to play at the WAFCON? Yes, it's a game against Zambia, but really that your national anthem will be sung at that level?
You know, it's always a pride to see your national anthem be sung. I mean, you know, WAFCON, as far as the footballers are concerned, is the highest level in terms of the ladies. So going back to 2014 and then coming back to where we are, I think there is tremendous progress as far as women's football is concerned. I think from a football association perspective, I think we can do more to invest in women football, that they are regular and active leagues, especially from our perspective, because there is potential. With better investment, you first need to invest before you can see results. And that calls for leadership to do more. But I'm confident from our perspective, from the Namibian Football Association, we have got the committed leadership, and then going forward, that we'll put measures in place to improve our players.
Hugo Bruce arrived in the Mopana job in 2021 and stated in his first press conference that if he did not qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, SAFA would not have to fire him because he would walk away. But he will stay in the job at least until the middle of next year after steering South Africa to qualifying for the first time since the 2002 finals, not including their appearance in 2010 as hosts.
First, you are very lucky that this is the first of many who will follow this tonight, because this is really a fantastic evening for everyone. This is not only the coach, I'm part of it. This is a team who worked for the last 3 years to have all those performances and nice moments. I can't forget my staff, because they helped me a lot, especially Hellman. You all know that I like him very much. So without him, we shouldn't achieve that. But it's not only my staff. It's also the medical staff who work day and night to have the players ready for to do big performances. The kit manager, the security manager, the team manager. We are a bunch of people. Him also, I don't forget you. So we are a bunch of people who have only one goal, and that is doing good performances and winning things. And I think this is not a work for me alone. I insist also to see what the players did in the last 3 years. And I know you are not always agreed with the choices I made. And I said already that I make on different criteria choices than you do. For me, it's important to have a player with quality, first of all, a player with the right mentality, secondly, and a player who can do what I ask him. And till now, I always succeed to do it. Even you thought that this one or this one or this one needed a chance. It's not like this that you build a team. It's not like this that you have performances. You need a plan, and you need to keep you on the plan, because you know that this is the right way, and this is what we did in the last 3 years. This is fantastic, not only for us as coach or player or whatever, but for all the nation. I heard somebody saying on the pitch after the game, everybody laughed with Bafana, Bafana. We were a joke, and now we are there. We are on a high level, and everybody respects us. And this, again, is not the work only for me. So, at last, I think that this is something that these nations needed. A different way to look at football, a different way to judge players. And I hope now, I really hope that, okay, in December we are AFCON, we will try to do as good as last one and hopefully even better. But I hope that with all those high-level tournaments and certainly next year in America with the World Cup, that players will have the opportunity to go to higher competitions because they deserve it, first of all, and they need it also. And if we can make that step in the future, you will see that South Africa will even getting better than they are already now. So again, don't ask me what my emotions are for the moment. I don't have words for that. I hoped maybe more, even more than every player of every man of the group that we should go to America. And for me, it's a sentimental reason. You all know that I was already in a World Cup at the end of my career as a player, and now I do it again. And I think this is the right moment next year after the World Cup to stop my career and to go to my family and enjoy the next 20 years from my grandchildren and my children. But first of all, there is some work to do, and we will try to do it well. You know, with you, when you work with a group for 3 years, you know that group, like you know everything about that group. You know how they will react when there is success. You know how they will react when there is no success. And you know the group, the quality of the group. Last Friday, we get an uppercut. And if you should ask to any one of us Friday after the game, will you qualify for World Cup? I think you shouldn't find many who said yes. Because suddenly the situation was not good for us. But then you see the day after, Saturday night, you have a little training, recovery training. And you see immediately the jokes are again there. The laughs are again there. They motivate each other for, come on, it's not, we didn't lose it, there is still a chance. And then, okay, I have to give flowers to myself also. I have to get them believe that it's possible. And I think I succeeded that. But you need a group for that. I can talk and tell and shout and what I want. If those guys are not ready to do it, then everything stops. And this is the good work that we had between me and him and them and between them and me. We trust each other. We have confidence in each other. And then you get a game like today that from the first minute that everyone saw, they are going to win today. So, it's fantastic. And I said it already before, that for a coach, when you feel that you have a group like that, you can only be proud. You can only be proud. And again, for everybody, but certainly for those guys, I'm so happy that it...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That we succeed. You know, first of all, I think the belief in themselves, that was the most important thing. And I remember my first year here, nobody believed in them. And it is difficult then because those guys, they are reading also things that were written. They are hearing also things that were said. And then it's very difficult. But secondly, we didn't really have a team. For me, it was looking for the right players with the right mentality. And I know that certainly in the beginning and the first year that for you as media, it was very difficult to understand what I was doing. And if I can give you an advice, judge players on the performance and not on the team where they're playing in or because they are nice guys. This is a world of professional football. There are no presents. There are no gifts. You have to earn them. And this is something, yeah, after 1 year, don't ask me why, but suddenly there it was. Suddenly we had a team. Suddenly, yeah, players understood what I wanted. Suddenly players knew that you have to work very hard to perform and to achieve something. And that was for me when I went to games to look for players. For me, the first thing I saw was the mentality on the pitch. The rest, okay, I will see it later. But this man has the right mentality. And I think that was the right way to do it. And now you see that certainly in the national team, there is a fantastic mentality of winners. They want to win. They want to work hard if we have to work hard. So this is the right mentality. And again, you achieve things with that. You see it today also. Very difficult situation. And a certain moment, month ago, I thought, no, I didn't think it, but I was sure that it was one against everybody. It was one against everybody, South Africa, against all our opponents in our group, because there were things happening. I'm very sorry, but that is not right. But we resist, and we believed in ourselves, and we achieved it.
You know, when you work with young players, and it's normal that I can't give them a standard position in the team. So you have to bring them easily and on the right moment. And I think today it was a right moment, even if it was only 3 minutes or 5 minutes. But they tasted the atmosphere, and they tasted the group spirit. And I shouldn't have given them a chance if I didn't see on the training how they behaved themselves. Hey, if I can take the example of Shabalala, okay, he wanted to prove himself on the training, and this is what I want. You see, Cupido came, he didn't ask him questions. The coach called me, I'm there. And I told him when he arrived, you will see if Lyle is ready, then you will be on the stands. But if Lyle is not ready, Magopa will play and you will be on the bench. And he said, no problem, I'm so happy that I'm here. And with such guys you can work, because they like to come. They don't ask conditions. I come, but am I playing or whatever? No. The coach called me, the national team wants me, I'm gone, I'm coming. And then from my side, I have to give them confidence, and I have to let them feel, okay, guy, I appreciate that you're here. I appreciate what you did on training. I think it was the right moment to do it. I can say already now that the next AFCON will be totally different than the AFCON 2 years ago, because everybody knows South Africa now. To AFCON, there were many people who were asking themselves, what are they going to do in AFCON with those players? But we did it. And I think there were opponents also there in the AFCON that thought the same thing. Wow, South Africa, wow. This will not be the case anymore now. It will be from the first game, it will be an opponent who will be 150% motivated because they want to beat South Africa. So we have to be prepared on that, and we will prepare ourselves on that. So it was nice 2 years ago, you can be sure, and you can believe me, I want the same thing, and if it's possible, more. But it is still a game of football, and you can play very good and lose a game, or maybe not on the right moment you are in the best shape. So this is something you don't have under control, but it will be different for all of us. And if we can make that step again, and then we go to the World Cup, I think it will not be a long time before South Africa will be at the top of Africa, and this is something we have to try to achieve. Because this nation was too long somewhere behind there, and nobody did have any respect for this team or for this country. I think this has changed now.
You know, when I came here the first year, players came to the national team as a holiday. Ah, yes, ah. I go to the national team 1 week, I'm gone to my club, and now I have the nice life.
And I said already that certainly in the beginning I had to stop the training several times and telling the guys, this is training, you understand what it is, training. It's training what you have to do in the game. It's not, okay, 1 hour and a half, we enjoy it, we play a little game, and blah, blah. No, this is as important as the game later. And it was not easy to find those players, because they all came and, or they had a little thing here and a little thing there, and then 2 days, and then 2 days before the game they came training and they expected that they were in the team. Yeah, you can't achieve nothing with such a mentality. Secondly, you need hunger to achieve something, and this is normal that all the players don't have that hunger anymore. I know that when I was 22 and when I was 32, there is a big difference, because at 32 you have it already. You were champion in the big teams, you won cups, but when you are 22 or 23, you didn't win anything. So you want, you're hungry. And this is the mentality that I want. I want players who are hungry, who want to achieve something. Not only being with the national team and 10 days, well, a nice life, good meals, and then we go home again. No, this is hard work. And all the players who are coming, and I had players in the past that came, and they were only once with the national team, because I saw this is not the right mentality what I want. So you see what we can achieve, and not only because you have talent. We are not Messi, we are not Ronaldo. Okay, they have enough with their talent, but all the rest has to work very hard, and that you can achieve something. And you see the boys working, everyone works for everyone. Someone did a mistake, the other one tries to correct it. And this is the right mentality. And this is what we have now in this team. I said a few minutes ago, it was one against everybody a certain moment, the last month. And it was like that. And still they resist. And you see today, when you start the game, you're not even sure when you win 5-0 that you're qualified. Because when Benin wins, it's finished. But you saw how they start. You saw what a mentality they showed, what a fighting spirit there was in the team. That is what I want. And if you can play good football, like today also, then you are a very good team. And it makes me enormously proud to see that, really, really. Not proud on me, but proud on those guys. Proud for those guys that I can achieve them. You know, I in the beginning, when I was here on a meeting with the players, I told them that we are the artists, and people are coming to the artist because they like him. You can have your favorite singer and you go to a concert from him, and he's there behind the microphone and he sings his 10 songs, blah, 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 and he's finished and he go home. You don't go to the second concert. You have to offer something on the people, and that was not the case 4 years ago. So why should people come to the stadium to see what? A team that doesn't qualify for AFCON, a team that is already 24 years not qualified for World Cup. What are you going? People want to see something. And it's not only to win, it's to see 11 boys who are fighting for them. And this is, I think, what we have done now. And when you got those people with, and this is, okay, Europe is a little bit the same, but here it's warm. And I experienced that years ago when I was with Cameroon on AFCON. That was for me something, wow, those people are living with that team. It's something very special for them. And they do everything for them, but you have to give something. And that's why the people are coming now to the stadium. Because they know that this team wants to give them something, wants to give them a very nice evening. And okay, the successes, that is a little extra, but again, why should you go to a stadium giving money to see nothing? Yeah, it's simple as that. And that is why those people are coming now. We can play where we want,
we are sure that the crowd will be there, that they will support us. And we need them. If they were not there today, it would be much more difficult for us. But now you're pushed. That's me. Now you're pushed to win. Now you're pushed to have good performances. And again, I'm very grateful, not only today, but also the crowd. Even it was not good, result, but even the crowd in Durban, even the crowd in Port Elizabeth, even in Polokwane, even in Bloemfontein, they were always there, and that makes us very happy. You know, Sifo was with us from the first day I was here, and immediately I saw what a good player he was. But Sifo had other interests than football. And after a few times, I didn't call him anymore. When you see the career of Sifo, he plays for Sundowns, he plays for Pirates, he plays for the big teams. And see what a career he has. That has to be much and much and much better. So when we were looking for a replacement of Temba, okay, we tried Patrick, and then, yeah, we were talking about Sifo. I said, yeah, but Sifo, you see how is he playing? He had a good moment in Chekekune, but then it was again like that. So we talked about him, Elman and me, and we said, okay, we will give him a chance. And from the first minute, and I said to him, listen, man, this is your second chance. After this, it's finished. It's up to you. I give you a chance. If you don't grab them with your two hands, it's done. You will not ever be with the Bafana as long as I'm coach. But don't forget, there is an Afghan in December and maybe a World Cup in November, in July next year. Do you want to be there? He said, yes. I said, okay. Show me. I never doubt about his football qualities. But you saw how he's fighting, how he's running. And if you have then the talent of Sifo, yeah, then he can be very happy with as a coach. And I told him after the game, I said, you grabbed your chance. Congratulations for that.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. We look forward to your company next time. Don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on the Kasafa YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes, and get more of the latest news from the region at our website, www.kasafa.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.